has begun, sick of dumb. Blogbot's triumphant return from Hawaii.
Hello, folks. Unfortunately, they found me and brought me back, so here I am once more in this psychological prison recalling the tale of two half-wits.
Two half-wits make a whole wit.
Shut up.
Oh, you. Blogbot sure is good at pretending that he hates us. Speaking of us, unfortunately, Dylan won't be able to talk during all of this because, unfortunately, he lost his tongue in a game of poker. So just me and my old pal Blogbot are just going to have to tell you our crazy story without him.
Well, if you say so, Elliot.
Yeah. Anyway, now would be a good time to go on over to that Sick of Dumb Live Journal so you can see the pictures of what we're talking about. Right, Bloggy?
Yes, sir.
That's right. We call this week's entry An Unfamiliar Taste of Accomplishment. And why, you ask?
I don't know. Why?
Well, you'll see.
Scene in Figure 1, Coda, the official rock band of Sick of Dumb, played some songs together.
That we did. And believe me, things were good. And then in Figure 2, you'll see a crazy old pizza cut up by my main man, Dylan, over here. Hello! Yeah, Dylan, you should probably go and put some more ice in your mouth. Okay. So anyway.
That pizza looks ridiculous. I mean, if I had a mouth, I'd be mad scared of putting it on that thing. Alas, if I ever want to get new oil, I better stop insulting my bosses.
That's right, Pago.
Actually, my name is Clayton Winston Benedict III.
Whatever. Anyway.
Where was I? Oh yeah, scene in Figure 3 is absolutely nothing.
Oh, that's right. We asked if any of the fans wanted any pictures taken. And two lucky ladies will get their requests. We'll get back to that later. Scene in Figure 4, we made up a list of all the things we were hoping we might accomplish. And then to choose which one we'd do next, we made a little spinner with the Six of Clubs.
There's no way that thing is accurate, but that's alright, I suppose. Accuracy is so last year anyway. Then, as seen in Figure 5, there is a coffee mug that morphs into a duck. I mean, come on, isn't that funny?
You're telling me. Anyway, yeah. We penciled a dink some Plumjack and Partook. And say Blogbot. About how many percent of the way through do you think we are in that first issue?
Let me see. Preboot. Processing. Preboot. Precisely 23.87%. That's hardcore.
Thanks, Bloggy. Oh, also, if you say live in the greater Pittsburgh area, and you know any bookstores that might sell zines, right now the positive-negative space featuring the four-page Flemchak and Partook spread is on sale. And only $3 a piece. Get them while they're hot.
I know I will, if I ever get paid, that is.
Don't count on it. I have more important things to pay for. For example, Figure 6, dark green hair dye, punky color, alpine green.
Nifty. Then, in Figure 7, you can see Dylan's wacktangular adventure to get a Dr. Pepper.
That Dylan and his Dr. Peppers. I kind of feel bad for him. Then in Figure 8, you can see me stealing a milk crate from behind a restaurant. The only way to get them, you know. Collect the whole set.
Your Majesty, was Dylan truthful in saying that that is how you found me too?
Yeah, pretty close.
Damn it, anyway, seen in Figure 9, Elliot and Dylan stand on crates for a certain Californian.
You know who you are.
And also, mad shoutouts to a certain upstate New Yorker for her contribution to our hero. Thinking, you are loved.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And then in Figure 10, Dylan ties me up because of my problem.
That's gotta suck.
It does.
Hehe. And finally, the great jazz band Coda teams back up to rock a little more and take some publicity shots.
And good times were had. Well, signing off everybody, this is Elliot for Sick of Dumb. Have a very almost day.
Aim for my head.
End of transmission.